You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our partnership giving voice to the positive things happening in the city with Concentrate Media. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're joined by project manager Sarah Rigg here to tell us about this week's story. Hi, Sarah. How are you doing today?
Hi, Lisa. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. You usually bring a guest to the focus of your story this week. So what did you write about, and who else is joining us, please?
I wrote about the new eSports program at EMU, and I brought with me Calvin Phillips, the Associate Vice President for Student Affairs at Eastern.
Hi, Calvin. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's everybody doing?
Good. Now, when we talk about eSports, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, eSports is, if you think about it, it's gaming. It's video games. But, you know, they're in the virtual world. It's people competing against one another, and for, in some cases, large prizes. Some is just competing just to be the sake of just competing and enjoying the connection as they get in terms of these different games that they play. There's many different titles. I'm not an expert on eSports, but the bottom line is it's just gaming.
In full transparency, the extent of my Lisa Berry video game knowledge is regularly beating my kids at Mario Party on Switch, which annoys them to no end because I have no idea what I'm doing, but it's fun and we play and I win. Mm-hmm. So that's not really online, but I'm vaguely familiar. I have two sons and, you know, video games have been a big part of their lives for a long time now. So when it comes to eSports, it's a program. What does that mean exactly?
What it means is that, you know, a lot of people are, you know, in most cases people think of eSports, they think about, in particular, about them competing against various individuals to win the ultimate prize as being the champion of it. And there's competition. Some are set up, depending on the titles, where it's one-on-one versus other people. Some could be set up as teams where as many as, I think one of the games has as many as six individuals competing against six other individuals. In the game as a whole and everything. So those are some of the basis of what eSports is. And what we're trying to talk about is, you know, you say at Eastern, we're also talking about people who just enjoy watching, which is where you hear things called the watch parties that like watching people who are competing, or people who are just enjoying the camaraderie that they get in the game, just competing against other individuals, getting to know each other, building relationships, building connection. You know, that's a part of the scene when you talk about eSports.
I just wanted to clarify, this is Sarah Rigg, I'm going to jump in here and clarify that this is under the Recreation and Intramural Sports Department at EMU, if that helps you figure out how it fits in there.
Okay, yeah, so this is just something people can participate in.
Yeah, the Rec I Am, why we put it there is just that it's just one of the places where we put a lot of our club sports teams and things of that nature, and we already have club teams that are based on the title of games that are being played. Like, for example, like Smash Brothers, which is one of the teams that we have that compete against each other. They compete against other institutions just for the heck of it, everything.
I also think it's interesting that they're trying to tie this into academics and jobs as well, because there are many ways you can earn money from esports besides winning tournaments, like helping to set up the tournaments, or doing social media for eSports events and organizations. So there's some of that going on at EMU as well.
I was just going to emphasize, you're right, it's a whole industry. If you think about any, when you say stick and ball industry, there's a lot goes behind just the players competing against each other. There's a whole marketing piece that goes on. There's a whole, like you meant, event planning set up. Competition, who's setting it up, who's designing, who competes with who and everything. So there's many layers to it, and we're still understanding what that means, and that's why we went in this relation with Gen G, who are a esports, you know, global esports organization. And they know the industry. They understand how it works and functions, and we're trying to learn from that because we know that there's potential opportunities for our students in terms of job opportunities in such a growing field.
So, Sarah Rigg, when you wrote your article for Concentrate Media On the Ground IPSY about the new eSports program at Eastern Michigan University, what else can you share with us that you discovered?
So it's got several components. One of them that's going on right now is a 30-day social media campaign on Instagram and Twitter meant to highlight success stories of current students and alumni who are eSports enthusiasts, called the Futures Program. And then over the summer, EMU students who are interested in esports will be connecting with local high school students and doing Smash Brothers tournaments every other week. And then there's going to be a Gamer Girls Getting It Done digital camp over the summer to help connect top women in the industry and others to girls in our area who are interested in this as a possible career area.
And I think that's something people listening right now may not realize, that esports is an industry. People are making a lot of money by participating in that, in the commercial world of that, correct?
You are correct. I think someone showed statistics that, you know, the amount of money, you know, the viewership in itself, they said depending on the game, the title that they're in, they were drawing more people than the Super Bowl combination of the finals for the NCAA tournament. So when you start thinking about the viewerships, it's just incredible the amount of people who are watching or engaged. It's a, keep it in mind, it's a global phenomenon, esports. It's not just the United States, it's global. And you'll find out that there's a huge market in the Asian countries as it speaks to it as well.
And coincidentally, it all happens online, and it's all happening during a pandemic. Well, that is a coincidence, is it not?
Correct. Yeah, I think it is. I think it's, this pandemic has allowed it to have front stage. I'm amazed that, you know, even channels like ESPN is showing competition as we speak on there that is in virtual competition in terms of esports. And that's the neat thing about esports is you don't have to be in the same location to compete, which sets the stage for the kind of environment that we're in right now to allow it to flourish, which is what's happening right in front of us.
And is it underway already at Eastern?
Yeah. We've already, like I said, we've already had some competition. We just had one. Actually, we're going to have another one this Thursday as well, where we brought together some high school students who want to compete against each other in the virtual world on Smash Brothers, which is, to me, is great to see that happen. In a couple of weeks, we'll have our first Women's in Gaming Summer Camp that was just mentioned earlier. That's going to kick off, which is a three-day event, getting students, particularly women, engaged into this phenomenon of esports, understand it from a game player-type position to the industry as a whole, because we'll have key people from the industry that are women that can share their story and their connectivity to the esports industry as a whole. We're looking for it, and we're also going to have a number of things that we'll be doing this fall in terms of when our students return, tournaments, opportunities that where they can compete among each other, as well as with competition with some other institutions as well.
That's Calvin Phillips, Associate Vice President for Student Affairs at Eastern Michigan University. Thank you so much for joining us. Sarah Rigg, always good to connect with you for On the Ground IPSY here on 89.1 WEMU.
Great.
Thank you.